There were many other heirlooms heaped inside the earth house, because long ago, with deliberate care, some forgotten person had deposited the whole rich inheritance of a high-born race in this ancient cache. Death had come and taken them all in times gone by, and the one surviving witness of their fate, the last veteran, could envisage only the same fate for himself. He foresaw that his joy in the treasure would be brief. A newly constructed barrow stood waiting on a wide headland, close to the waves, its entryway secured. Into it the keeper of the hoard had carried all the goods and goldenware worth preserving. His words were few. "Now, earth, hold what earls once held and heroes can no more. It was mined from you first by honourable men. My own people have been ruined in war. One by one they went down to death, looked their last on sweet life in the hall. I am left with nobody to bear a sword or burnish plated goblets to put a sheen on the cup. The companies have departed. The hard helmet, hasped with gold, will be stripped of its hoops, and the helmet shiner who should polish the metal of the war mask sleeps. The coat of mail that came through all fights, through shield collapse and cut of sword, decays with the warrior. Nor may web mail range far and wide on the warlord's back beside his mustered troops. No trembling harp, no tuned timber, no tumbling hawk swerving through the hall, no swift horse pawing the courtyard. Pillage and slaughter have emptied the earth of entire peoples." And so he mourned as he moved about the world, deserted and alone, lamenting his unhappiness day and night, until death's flood brimmed up in his heart.